world dominated by fear and mass manipulation of the media, who can you trust? Just when you think there is no hope alive, you find out that there is an alternative news source to turn to. Revere Radio Network, keeping the dream of sovereignty and freedom alive for all. Revere Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed in the following broadcast do not necessarily reflect the views of Revere Radio Network, Rob Revere, or any other host on the network. They are the personal thoughts and feelings of the host given the presentation. We support total free speech here at Revere Radio Network, even when it's ugly. Enjoy.
Hey, you're listening to Revere Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Revere Radio Network, the worldwide home of free speech. My name is Chris White. This show is called Nowhere to Run, and it airs every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on the Revere Radio Network. That's revereradio.net, which I'm sure you probably are at. I guess there's other ways to find the program, but that is the worldwide home of free speech, revereradio.net. Check it out if you haven't already. It's got about 20 DJs doing basically what I'm doing with their own, certainly their own viewpoints on a lot of different things, and I'm just one viewpoint in many. It's something extremely unique, and it's taken off, and it's something you really need to check out if you haven't already. That's revereradio.net. I've been listening to Revere Radio all day. I'm really pumped up. I didn't get a chance to do a show last week, which is the first time I've not been able to find the time to do it. I'm usually pretty busy and out of town a lot, but I've always found time to do it. But last week was just too much stuff, and I was out of town on a good deal. We're in Texas a lot. I even went down to Austin, Texas last week with the band. That was during that big ice storm. It was kind of funny. Everybody was freaking out in Texas about this ice storm. You know, I'm not exactly from the North Pole or anything. I'm from Nashville, but you know, I don't think the people down there were used to the being a threat of ice, because I mean, they were freaking out. You know, making milk runs at the grocery stores. It wasn't even below freezing. It was just the potential to drop below freezing. The forecast wasn't even forecasting below freezing. I think it eventually did freeze, and they eventually did get sleet now, but they were freaking out. Which always perplexes me anyway. Why do people go buy milk when there's a potential for a storm? And at least in the South. I don't know if it's a northern thing too. But, I mean, I know most of the people that go buy milk don't drink milk, period. Don't drink milk when it's, you know, throughout the rest of the year, you know. And then all of a sudden, oh, you know, there's going to be some threat of being in your house for a few days and you got to have milk. That's like the lifeblood of staying at your house, you know. I never had to get that. I mean, isn't cow's milk, like, bad for you, too? I mean, it's got all that, you know, hormones and cows. But I think it's pretty good for baby cows. But I think the studies have shown it's actually pretty, got some pretty interesting things in it that aren't exactly healthy. Goat's milk, I've heard, is extremely healthy. There's a book out called The Maker's Diet, by a guy named Jordan heck, I can't remember his name. The Maker's Diet. It's amazing, especially if you know anybody with Crohn's disease. There's a book by the same author of The Maker's Diet called Patient Heal Thyself. It's a guy who cured himself of Crohn's disease. It's an incredibly interesting story and it saved a life. I know a guy that is following it and is getting better of a potentially incurable disease. Really something that could save a life. So check that out. The Maker's Diet, but more importantly, if you know somebody with Crohn's disease, it's called Patient Heal Thyself. That guy is on, you know, a medical miracle, I guess you could say. You know, you're not supposed to be able to cure yourself from an incurable disease, a disease which, I might add, they don't know how it's caused either. The doctors, even the very specialists in it, you know, throw their hands up in the air, and it leaves people. It's all very, very hardcore disease, too. It leaves people very depressed and, you know, especially with no outlook except for, hey, you know, you're going to die. You're going to end. You're going to die in this crappy way. So it leaves people really down and out. So it does give people hope, if anything else. I certainly couldn't promise anybody, you know, a cure to anything, but it certainly can give people hope if you know anybody that. Well, I don't know why I got off on that, but I haven't even started the show yet. Let me go ahead and do the traditional corrections, which I do at the beginning of every show, usually. Let me do that real quick, and we'll get on with the program.
I just picked up a fault in the AE-35 unit.
It wasn't lies, it was just bullshit.
This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
I wiped a booger on your shirt, I made a dog and a cat kiss, I swiped a bolted-down TV from a Holiday Inn, I coveted the wife in Jaws 2, I lied to a waiter, I masturbated 8 billion times, and I have no plans to stop masturbating in the future.
Woohoo! I'm clean! In your face, Lord!
Okay, these corrections are for my January 3rd episode, I believe it is. January 3rd, I put 06, but it's actually 07. I think I corrected it somewhere in the archives. But, yeah, January 3rd show corrections. I've been through the show. I can't find anything that jumps out at me that I was definitely wrong about. I didn't get any emails, excuse me, calling me out or anything, which doesn't mean anything because I'm not even 100% sure anybody listens to the show, but I didn't find anything. I covered a lot of territory in that show, so one thing I did notice, I was talking about the mercury in the vaccines at one point, and I didn't really mention so much the retroviruses, the cancer viruses that are also in it, which is, you know, just as deadly as the mercury in the vaccines, especially when you consider they're being forced on everybody for no good reason. Well, I'm sure there's a good reason, but I'm sure it's not what they say. So I can't really find, but I do have an ongoing assignment to call me out. Actually, that show in particular, the January 3rd show of Nowhere to Run, it's probably my best show of all the shows that I've done, and just because I had good production in it, I can see how I just may be getting a little bit better at this. But just to clarify, this show, I have no plans for it to be good whatsoever. It's going to be a horrible show, and I would just turn it off right now. It's just bound to fail, and no, actually, it's going to be a good show. So anyway, I guess without much else to say on that, and be sure to, if you do listen to the show, call me out on if anything you do find, and I'll be sure to correct it in future shows. But as of right now, I was perfect in that show. So there, the end.
Now, it's important to understand where the increase began so that you can understand the importance of long-term blah, 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 blah.
Look at these smiling faces.
Blah, 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 blah.
They just don't have a clue. Look at them. Don't they know that I don't know what I'm talking about? How long is it before I'm finally found out? When is someone going to expose me for the fraud that I am?
There's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind.
It's a simple question of weight ratios. A 5-ounce bird could not carry a 1-pound coconut.
Okay, I forgot to mention that you can reach me and send me all your hate mail and correction suggestions to chris@conspiracyclothes.com. That is chris@conspiracyclothes.com. And you can really send me all your venomous or otherwise emails and I'll be sure to take care of what I can or fix what I can or whatever. All right. On the show, I am going to start with a topic that I don't know how to approach it. I wasn't intending to really do anything on this yet, but I just got off the phone with a guy who really inspired me to go ahead and start talking about this. It's to do with fluoride. Anybody who's familiar with me knows that I do have a bit of a problem with the fluoride in our water, fluoridation in our water. And I have been, over the past few weeks, I produced these kits, as I've been calling them, but they're basically just information packets and these folders that that present the information in a way that I wanted it to, that I thought would be the best way to present it to somebody, to professional individuals, people in government and so on, and media people, producers and editors and that kind of thing. And I produced about 100 of them, maybe a little less, and I sent them out to everybody, all the elected officials in my county and city, or most of them, a lot of school board members, a lot of the bourgeoisie, I guess, the local bourgeoisie of the elected officials and also media folks, and then followed that up with the same basic information encompassed in an email and directing people to different Google videos and so on regarding it. The email itself is on my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/conspiraties, which is like conspiracies except T's, T-E-E-S. It's so clever. But on that you'll find a copy of that letter in the blog section, but it's relevant. So then I followed that up with finding everybody in the city and the surrounding areas and also the lower riders. I couldn't really afford to send those kits to everybody that I wanted to. I just basically sent them to everybody that, like, I sent them all to, let's say, the editors of the local papers and the producers and certain key individuals at a lot of the TV stations and so on. And then I followed that up with kind of the workaday Joes all got emails, and then followed that up with a lot of the kind of the step below those guys would be the PTO people, the principals of the schools, and then eventually to all the teachers of all the schools, the elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, all those teachers got them, and then kind of working from the other end, started contacting people just recently with started a new MySpace page just devoted to fluoride again, and this was to basasically start contacting the public themselves, the people that would be on MySpace, which would be mostly, you know, teens and whatnot, but basically the population themselves, which will trickle to the parents and whatever. So kind of working down with the hard information to the government and then the educators, and then working up from the public with the MySpace and different flyers and handbills on cars and such. Keeping all this, keeping conspiracy clothes well clear of it, you know, just because it would discredit it, I believe. And there's no need. I mean, it's just about information at this point, because fluoride is such an open and shut case. But my point is, I have just, the guy I just got off the phone with that inspired me is a guy named Dan Stockin, S-T-O-C-K-I-N, incredible gentleman out of a local here, Brentwood, Tennessee. He has been devoted so much time, energy, and money, and mortgage, and everything, basically doing the actual hard work. He's talking to has been talking to people. He's actually the guy who prompted Joey Hensley, who informed Joey Hensley originally, which has now become known on the internet as the Hensley letter, because it was this is a Tennessee congressman and doctor, the only physician in the Congress at the time, in the Tennessee Senate that sent this letter to all, 230-odd water districts, asking them to immediately cease the addition of fluoride. This is because of his work and subsequent work, it's really actually becoming a worldwide issue. There's a crack that has been opened up in Tennessee because of this man's work, Dan Stockin, and now there's apparently very serious interest and to get an executive order from the governor to stop it completely in the state. And I'm telling you, if that happens, it goes supernova. I mean, the whole world will take notice if there's an executive order to immediately stop fluoride from the water. A lot of people take notice. This may seem like a Tennessee issue, but this is a worldwide issue. And I can't believe it. This guy is a brave man. He knows I take that back. I don't think he knows he knows a good deal about what kind of I won't go into too much detail or anything, but he knows that there's dangers involved with this. He would say that he's probably not a conspiracy theorist, but he's slowly getting cause to be one, but I wouldn't think that he would describe himself as one as of yet, but irrelevant. Although I did send him to Infowars.com and told him about Alex Jones and Jack Blood and the alternative media, because this guy is interview material for sure. I mean, he is the guy that's about to break this open. I mean, like, asbestos eventually had to be, you know, brought open. I mean, in fact, asbestos, the people that said it was safe, came from the same people that said fluoride was safe, the Mellon Institute. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, he probably won't be long for his conspiracy theorist if he's going to old Jonesy boy over there. The point is, all I'm doing is trying to get it out. We've kind of crossed paths because he saw my letter to my local government and it's got wind of his and whatnot, so we've kind of been crossing paths and whatnot. I'm just trying to get it out of Gallatin's water and Sumner County's water, and I'm encouraging people I was listening to Heretic X's show earlier today, and he was saying that all politics is local or something to that effect. It was just, you know, trying to drive home that, and I can't drive home that fact anymore. The reason I'm talking about this is basically to I can see this happening, you know, with just the educating first, making sure the people at the top of the government have the information, hard copies in their hands, and then forcing the lower, the middle, if you will, like the educators and so on, and the business owners, and educating them if you have the money or whatever to send them the hard copies of the information too. And then everybody else in a community, keep in mind your community is what you have the right to do and where it's actually easy to make change. You know, fluoride is one thing, as again, it's something that I know a lot about, and I, you know, it's a passion, if you will, I guess, because it's always on the tip of my tongue. I can really rattle off some fluoride facts. But people out there have many different things that they can do the same thing, you know, whatever your issue is. And the whole point of government is to make it difficult for people to do this. The reason that there's bureaucracy and red tape and stuff is because it's hard to do. But I'm finding, you know, here's the grassroots part of politics, is that if your mayor and your water district, in my case, or your mayor or whoever you're trying to you know, get the point across to, gets enough calls from people, they have to do something about it, especially if it's real, and fluoride is certainly real, and a lot of these issues, constitutional issues, and all the stuff that's going on right now is real as and can be proven. If you can have the facts in front of you and have the facts in front of them and really start educating the public is so key, but also not that hard. Again, with the internet and emails, I mean, how lazy do you have to, I mean, can you be and contact everybody in a given city, especially with MySpace? You know, I mean, that's an incredible way. And you can browse people by the city. I mean, please. I mean, it's never been this easy to stir up a situation. It's never been this easy to affect change. And if you have something like this, it's not that hard. It did require a pretty good amount of money on my part to do what I did with it. But it is chump change compared to stocking them people. I mean, they've, you know, got mortgaged houses and stuff and been years, and he said you know, initially he was devoting 5% of his time years ago on this, and now we got mortgages and he's devoting 95% of his time, and it's, you know, he's doing it. I mean, and now it's getting to the point where if people can, especially right now, if you're listening to this show or whatever, if you can contact our state Governor Phil Bredesen and put in the subject line something about fluoride and let him know that you want him to sign an executive order to ban it from Tennessee. Again, this is the crack in the whole fluoride world. This guy has affected this change and really made this happen. It's come down to this. And the guy already knows, trust me, there are things going on, and he is being forced to make a move on this, but he just needs people to, he just needs to really be pressured more by people, and that is people emailing him. And he's Phil, his name's Phil Bredesen. He's the governor of Tennessee, and we need an executive order for him to, and trust me, he knows about it, to ban fluoride. Cite one of the reasons that you don't want it. You don't want to be medicated. Every man, woman, and child is medicated without their permission, regardless of their medical history or whatever. I mean, it's reason enough, not to mention 97% of Europe's banned it. There's a million reasons why to ban it. Just cite something and tell them this is going to really change the world for pretty much. Go to fluoridealert.org, or more importantly, because that, I'll tell you why, but go to fluorideaction.com. It's the same site, but just a different domain. It's important for another reason, because fluorideaction.com. Anyway, cite some of these things. 97% of Europe is banned it, and all this stuff. This is going to blow up, and it's going to be a worldwide issue. And the reason I think it's important is because once people start to see what is going on with this, it really opens a lot of doors for a lot of things that aren't right. But I don't feel like that's being pushed, and I wouldn't want it pushed. I mean, I just want it out of the water. I think that it will be, and I think, as I believe Mr. Stockton does, I can't speak too much for him, but he alluded to it, that this is being kind of driven by, not necessarily driving the car here. I mean, it's a feels like there's protection coming from a much higher source than the threat is coming from, if you know what I'm saying. I think that there's threats and there's ransacking of offices and stuff going on and bad news, but all this stuff, you're protected, and I can't drive this home enough. I mean, even if the worst case scenario happens to you, you always have to stay bold and know that what you're doing is the will of the Almighty Creator, the guy who created your talents and the guy who created this whole situation. This is a slow tearing away of the curtain, like in Wizard of Oz, when Toto pulled the curtain away and they saw for a minute the wizard pulling those levers and whatnot. That's what's going to be given to us, kind of calm before the storm, before all this shit really hits the fan. I mean, it's going to hit the fan, and there's going to be, when this, restrainer, as it talks about in the Bible, when he's taken away, there's going to be some deception on levels unprecedented, and good people are going to fall into it, and it's because the devil is being allowed to do this at the end times, and he knows that his time is short. And I'm not going to go into this too much, but if you've ever marveled about the genius of this plan and how and I never wondered why these people would spend their whole lives advancing this agenda that they would never see the fruition of and their children would never see, but yet they played some significant role in advancing some obscure, perfectly conceived agenda about controlling the world in a one world government and one world religion and putting all these pieces together. If you've ever wondered what the motives are, and if you've ever thought, hey, it doesn't seem like money and power can be sufficient enough to do this, well, it's because money and power is a motive for the people getting played. I think even this new world order and the neocons that Alex Jones speaks of, when you speak of them wanting a new world order and stuff, I'm not 100% sure they really give a flying flip about it at the end of the day. They are controlled by money and they are controlled by power for a lot of them. The higher you move up on the pyramid there, they're controlled by different things. Even at the very top people, the people involved in the rituals and the satanic stuff, the ones that are, passing down the agenda, the 13 families or whatever it is, these folks that are holding some serious information. And, they may be wanting a world government, but only because they're, again, getting told from a another source that really wants a one-world government. So, you know, because he is planning on putting his candidate, i.e. the Antichrist, out here, and he's going to embody him and get everybody to worship him, because that's the whole goal here, is to be worshipped at the end of the day, and he's going to force people to worship, unlike God. He's playing this up with the Trinity and everything. He's going to have his own Trinity with this false prophet, him, and Satan himself, who, once the restrainer is taken away, is going to have a lot more power down here, especially after the rapture. But again, I'm preaching again. I always do so well, and then I get to preaching, and anyway, I guess that means I got to take a break. So I don't remember where I started, but I hope I finished my point on fluoride and what people can do with affecting change in this manner. I think that before I take a break, I do need to probably drive that home. And that is, if you know something, don't let this idea that you are, I mean, everybody calls in and says, what can we do, what can we do? And I hate to be another person that's like, oh, here's what you can do, and, you know, you can put flyers on this and this and this. But it's all come down to educating people about, you know, people are not stupid, and people get mad. And the one thing that they can't handle is the mob being mad at them. And I'm not, I think that, like, fluoride is such an open and shut case, and that's why I think, although, you know, that's what Mr. Stockin thought. You know, he thought it was going to be over once he just showed the right people this stuff. And I think he's, you know, as I've found out too, there's people that have vested interest in this not being taken out. Although, you know, just, I mean, the last 10 years of research has conclusively proven this to be an immensely dangerous poison on so many levels that, I mean, it's now known to be causing all types of shit, cancer and reproductive problems and thyroid problems and arthritis and dental fluorosis, skeletal fluorosis. I mean, and the benefits are still what the, you know, they put it in our water saying it was so benign, and without any research, mind you. I mean, the ADA, this dental trade group, has still never produced much evidence besides the 50-year-old data called fluoridation facts that they still have on their website as their proof that it's safe, quote unquote, safe for everyone. You know, and it's a drug that they put in everybody's water that is not regulated at all. I mean, if you drink more water than somebody else, you're getting higher doses of a drug with no test to see if it's you can be affected by it for any number of reasons, like they do with drugs, which the FDA has never approved it as a consumption situation. I mean, this is ridiculousness, but I digress, or maybe that's not considered technically digressing, but it certainly is considered ranting, and I have a tendency to do that if anybody is a fan of the show. So let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll get into something a little less heavy at the other side of it. Thank you.
This is a public service announcement.
Bayline.com is your number one site on the internet to keep you informed and up to date in this information war. With us losing more and more civil liberties each and every day, Bayline.com is a great tool to have so you can stay informed and learn how you can help topple big government. Simply go to www.phaylon.com. www.phaylon.com. You get 24/7 access to all media, your very own live stream free with your subscription. 300 plus educational videos, fast forward and rewind, pause to watch later, live news channels, all available when you subscribe to phaylon.com for just 19 cents a day. That's 19 cents a day. phaylon.com. You hate big government? So do we.
The Law has played over 600 shows in 6 years and continues to independently support their constant touring. If you miss music and you love rock and roll, then wake up to The Loft. Loft is currently touring America, so check their official website, lovetheloft.com, or their MySpace page, myspace.com/theloft, to see if they're playing in a city near you. Support local and independent music, The Loft. Real people, real rock and roll.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I must be out. Before I pick up the phone,
where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
Hey, could I use your guys' phone for a sec?
All right, welcome back to the Revere Radio Network. Revere Radio is listener-sponsored radio, so if you have $5 or $10 you can spare, it really does help the wheels keep turning. You can donate that at revereradio.net. It's really easy to do. Also, visit all the sponsors on Revere. All got great stuff. Balon.com, America Freedom to Fascism, IP Check. There's a lot of really good stuff that is being advertised on Revere. Conspiracy Theorist Clothing Company. And also conspiracyclothes.com. That's actually my company, and you can reach me and send me your hate mail at chris@conspiracyclothes.com. That's chris@conspiracyclothes.com. And I'd love to hear from you if you've got something that you need to say. Okay, in the second half, I think I'm going to discuss Ron Paul's candidacy for the 2008 presidential election. I'm sure that this is going to be discussed and rediscussed by the alternative media ad nauseum until the 2008 elections. But that's great. I mean, this is going to be the uniting factor that's going to unite the people in government once again, regardless of the outcome. I think there's going to be a lot of naysayers, but let them naysay. But do get behind them, Democrat, Republican, or whatever. I think people are already finding that their hard work and efforts in getting the Democrats elected, isn't paying off under the Speaker of the House, Pelosi. Or, I hate to put her in the blame for it, but I think people in general, those are going to at the very least wake up to the right left paradigm, and when they do, they will and they start to hear things about Ron Paul and you know his platform of a constitutional based country, and go figure, you know, who would have that platform in politics, you know, basing the country's running off the Constitution and states' rights. Well, that's a little revolutionary, even. But I think that Mr. Paul's candidacy is going to send shockwaves through everything. They're going to have to devote a lot of attention to this man. I know that a lot of naysayers say that he would be killed before he would be allowed to be president. Well, that's probably true, and I think that I heard Jack Blood say today that, you know, he knows that, and that's all the more reason to have respect for his decision to do that. But really, the time is running short, and this may be the thing that happens. I know that I've been thinking, well, the voting machines are all rigged. I mean, they got Diebold in like 80% of all districts, which means that it doesn't matter. I mean, if you've ever seen anything about the Diebold, like that, a good movie, if you haven't, is, we could probably find it on Google Video. I think it was called, I don't remember what it was called, but her website is blackboxvoting.org. And I'm sure you could find the name of it there and go reverse engineer that situation. But my point was that, even with the Diebold machines, you know, preventing people on a total controlled way, I mean, if it is the will of God, I know a lot of you aren't Christians, but things will happen. I mean, and I have a strong feeling that there's supposed to be some sort of mass waking up of people before all this happens, because I pray for that. I hope that people can wake up before all this deception happens. I mean, we don't know what deception is yet. When it really happens, it's going to be increasingly difficult, and at that point, it's going to make people like me seem crazy. There's going to be a very... Anyway, I'm getting off the subject, but anyhow, with Ron Paul, it's nothing but good can come of it, especially if it gets more attention, and if anything happens to him, it'll get more attention. It's really a great situation, because we need somebody to stand up for the Constitution in that capacity. Now, the people that have tried this in the past, a surefire way to get arrested and threatened to be tortured and all this other stuff is to run for president on these platforms. You had Badnarik and what's the other gentleman's name that got arrested at the debate? You know, they were presidential candidates that got arrested trying to enter the debate as spectators. They got picked up. That was Michael Badnarik, who Rob plays, Rob Revere and the Revere Radio Network plays a lot of times at night, this Constitution class that Mr. Badnarik does. Rob plays it at night sometimes, and that is some really informative stuff. It's some really good. It actually, that was what prompted me to offer free pocket-sized constitutions with every order at conspiracyclothes.com. And then there was the guy who, the reporter, who I've talked about before in the shows, who reported on the Bush and the Bush family Nazi connections, and who was running for president pretty much on that platform, that Bush was, you know, and his family had all these deep Nazi connections that he exposed in the New Hampshire, you know, Gazette or whatever it was, and all these places have since reported on. InfoWars has done a lot of stuff on it too, obviously, but... you know, and then, you know, this guy got abducted and threatened in all kinds of ways, you know, before he was supposed to be at this debate, same kind of principle. So that's really how you make him mad, and that is to run for president on these issues. So, and he's such a high-profile guy, it's because he is a current congressman and a known, outspoken, and, you know, he's because of shows like Alex Jones and Jack Blood, he is a something of a, you know, spokesperson for all this stuff that we feel so passionately about. I know that he doesn't come out and say 9/11 was an inside job, as the chant goes, but, you know, you just can't do that at this stage of the game for him, you know, but I think that he is more or less hip to that fact. I don't think you can be as smart as that, but you can't run on that platform and expect to get too far. Now, I don't, honestly, that may be just brainwashing talking to me, because I think maybe you could, if, you know, if he, at some point in the game, if he got enough evidence, but it's too dangerous when you're trying to save the country. You know, you can do it once you're in there, but you know, at that point, you got to be kind of quiet. Now, I do think that the same principle applies to some people in the media, like Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart, that type of thing. I'm not sure about Jon Stewart. I'm not sure what's happened with him lately, but like Stephen Colbert, I believe, is a 9/11, you know, a knowing guy. I mean, he's had people from the Project from the New American Century on, and he always has this platform that confuses people because he runs as, like, this, you know, evil Republican. And I'm sure some of these guest publicists didn't do the research and saw, you know, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, this guy's the Republican Jon Stewart, so, you know, you're safe here, when really he's just kind of pretending to be a Republican and doing all that bit that he does. But anyway, like, my point was that I think people like Colbert know about 9/11, but they can't, for just sheer numbers reasons, use that as a platform. Number one, it's hard to make that very funny, and it's very dangerous, and you do it for ratings purposes and advertisers and stuff like that. You can beat around the bush, you can allude to it, you can do so many things, but you just can't do that yet. There will be a day, hopefully, that it will be common knowledge about that, and I still hope and pray for some sort of national and worldwide conclusive knockdown, drag out proof, which I think is already there. That's what's scaring me, is because I think the proof is already there, and it's, but every day people are waking up, and I'm telling you, it's a lot to do with MySpace and all that stuff. You can sit at your house in your underwear and create a MySpace page with about a particular issue. This is what I was trying to get across in the first segment that didn't really get what I wanted to say, was that you can create a MySpace page with your particular issue that you feel passionately about, have enough evidence on there, try not to make it too much stuff where it crashes everybody's computer, when, you know, because I got a pretty fast computer, and a lot of people's sites just just I can't bring up, and it's just annoying. But try to do what you can, and just add people that, and just don't stop adding them. And look for specific people depending on what it is that you're trying to accomplish or trying to prove to people. You know, the good thing about it is if you want to focus on a particular area, you want to do something to, you know, like I did, wanted to get fluoride out of your water, then you can do that, and you can focus on just the people in your city and put pressure on your mayor and your water district, and they'll do it. I'm really amazed that you can just sit there. I know with conspiracy clothes, it was such a benign, unintrusive thing. I mean, they're just T-shirts, you know, and they're just, you know, it's not like an in-your-face screaming somebody, like the end is near or anything. It's just T-shirts, you know. It always had that level of approachable, you know, ness about it, where... And it was tongue-in-cheek enough for people to be curious enough to see, you know, it's like, oh, fuck the Federal Reserve, you know, that's kind of weird. But that one, actually, for the fuck the Federal Reserve shirt, it's probably the one that people look at. It's like, oh, I don't think I like this side. Fuck the Federal Reserve, that's not right. But, you know, people that are already into it, they think it's funny. But more importantly, the Bill of Rights and the 9/11 and the fluoride shirt, they were all there for that reason, to be self-contained wake-up tools. Not so much for the people that are wearing them and hoping that people would see that you're wearing the shirt and be like, oh, let me read the back of your shirt, because honestly, a lot of the shirts are wordy. They're really more for the person wearing them than waking up the people that are going to see it. It's a lot to do with the presentation of stuff like on MySpace. But my God, I got off the point. And I turned it into a conspiracy clothes commercial because I got off the point. But let me get right back on the point, which was that you can sit at your MySpace generator and generate people waking up. I know you don't need me preaching about what you can do to wake people up. I mean, the Revere Radio Network doesn't need that. But I do think that that I just, you know, if you're out there adding people about your show or whatever, you know, that's an amazing way to do things, and it couldn't have been done at any time in the future, but now. In the past, I guess, not the future, but it could be done in the future, too, I'm sure. Oh, dear. Okay, what kind of time frame are we looking at? Not too much time left. I'm going to play some rock and roll music for you and probably do a few things here towards the end, and I don't actually know what I'm going to play for you. Probably some rock and roll, I don't know. We played some Zeppelin first. We'll probably do something a little less rocking, but anyhow, I'll stop jabbering and start spinning.
This is called Talking John Birch Blues. And there ain't nothing wrong with this song. I was feeling sad and kind of blue. I didn't know what I was gonna do. The communists was coming around. They was in the air, they was on the ground, they was all over. So I run down most hurriedly and joined the John Birch Society. Got me a secret membership card, went back home to the yard, started looking on the sidewalk, under the hedges. When I got up in the morning, looked under my bed, I was looking every place for them gall darn reds. Looked behind the sink and under the floor, looked in the glove compartment of my car, couldn't find any. Look behind the clothes, behind the chair, looking for them reds everywhere. Looked up my chimney hole, even deep down inside my toilet bowl, they got away. I heard some footsteps by the front porch door, so I grabbed my shotgun from the floor. Snuck around the house with a huff and a hiss, saying, "Hands up, you communist, it was the mailman." He punched me out. When I was sitting home alone and I started to sweat, I figured they was in my TV set. I peeked behind the picture frame, got a shock from my feet that hit my brain. Them Reds did it. Hootenanny television. I quit my job so I could work alone. Got a magnifying glass like Sherlock Holmes. Following some clues in my detective bag, I discovered red stripes and the American flag. Betsy Ross. Eisenhower, he's a Russian spy. Lincoln and Jefferson and a Roosevelt guy. To my knowledge, there's just one man that's really and truly an American. That's George Lincoln Rockwell. I know for a fact he hates commies because he picketed the movie Exodus. I finally started thinking straight when I run out of things to investigate. I couldn't imagine nothing else, and I'm home investigating myself. Hope I don't find out too much. Good God.
Revere Radio Network, Tampa, the worldwide home of free speech.
Nervous?
Yes.
First time?
No, I've been nervous lots of times.
Where will it be? North Korea? Iran? Anything's possible with Commander Cuckoo Bananas in charge.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work,
when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
This is CNN.
Okay, this is not CNN. In fact, it's the Revere Radio Network, the worldwide home of free speech, and it's an amazing network. I'm so glad it's here. I'm so glad to be a part of it. I have a lot of patriotism for Revere Radio, and as diverse as all the DJs are, and that's just part of its strength. I know, and it's great. I wouldn't want it any other way, and it's such a good alternative for some of the other. Through some of the other networks and whatnot out there. Alternative, nothing. I mean, it should be number one. And I know that Rob puts his heart and soul into it. So, and it is listener-sponsored radio. So if you have any money to donate to Revere, you can do that at revereradio.net. Literally, any little bit helps. But also, a good way to support Revere is to advertise on Revere, and this helps you out too. The rates for putting a recorded spot on the Revere Radio Network are unbeatable. And if you have anything at all that you need advertised, then it's certainly the best way to do it. Hey, if any of you guys want to do a show. I know Dire Wolf did a banner ad. That's one way to do it. I'm sure that's brought a lot of people to Dire Wolf's program. I love Dire Wolf's show. I love a lot everybody's show. Like I said, I was listening to Heretic X earlier, and he had a great little rant. If it was a live show today, or I would have put it on my Revere Radio Moment of the Week, which I haven't done in a long time. I need to do another one of those. I got the little spot and everything done up. Anyway, I guess I don't have very much time left. I just wanted to hit on something with the few minutes I do have left. It's so important for everybody to eat right nowadays. It's so important to try to buy organic food when you can, and to drink water. Don't drink all this bullshit. I mean, drink spring water. Drink clean water. Water that doesn't have all this the drugs and all this stuff in it. It's so important nowadays. You have to literally act like a crazy person in order to eat like people have been eating for years and years and years. So many cancer's up 500%, you know, and that is because of all these new things, and people are eating in all these horrible ways and everything. Not just the sugar. I mean, obviously diabetes is on, not just on the rise, it's a complete and total epidemic because people just think, hey, everybody eats like that. You know, you get a Coke with your fries and burger. That's what you do. But, you know, people don't realize, you know, supersized Coke has more calories in it than the Big Mac. But this is about eating light. It's about eating healthy. So many people eat light, and they'll die of malnutrition. Not just because they're not eating enough, because they don't have anything in the food that's of substantive value. But organic food is more important than you realize. And obviously stay away from genetically modified food. I mean, they're mixing jellyfish genes with potatoes, you know. I mean, they're doing some wacky bullshit with the food, and nothing is safe anymore. You have to go out of your way to make sure it's safe. They're even lowering the organic standards so more things can be blanketed under it. Right as of right now, you can still get, you know, your U.S. Whatever the current seal is, what is it, USDA organic approved or whatever, it's still good right now. But, you know, just go out of your way. Again, there's a book called The Maker's Diet, and it's literally saving lives out there, especially to people with Crohn's disease and all this other stuff, which is a long story about that. But and with water, there is no substitute for water as far as your body is concerned. I mean, there isn't any juice or whatever. You require a certain amount of water. So many diseases are just a result of that. In fact, a lot of people are straight croaking because, you know, in some cases, high blood pressure is caused by constant dehydration. And what they don't tell you is that some of the blood pressure medication is further dehydrating you. And if that's the case, then that particular situation always ends in a heart attack or stroke. Again, all caused by water. It's not in the medical journals, so your doctors can't be like, oh, that's a common symptom, drink more water. No, it's like, what pill do we have just to fix dehydration? Surely we have a pill that can do something about that. But, I mean, they don't even know anymore because the journals are bought and paid for by the drug companies. You have to do your own research nowadays about every single possible ailment. I'm coming up right on the last of it, guys. So so thanks to everybody. Thanks to Revere Radio. Have a good week. I'll see you next week. See ya.